Now that rousing chant is an old Kikuyu dance song, Jiri Chande. This evening, we propose taking you through the territories of the tribes which live in the central and eastern sections of Kenya. A large area, lying roughly from the Aberdare Range and Mount Kenya, down to the coast. Now this, of course, includes the uplands inhabited by the Kikuyu, one of the most important tribes of this area, about 2 million in number, together with their related tribes, the Embu and the Meru, and also the Kamba, who live a little further to the east. Mount Kenya, by the way, is a sacred mountain to the Kikuyu, who believe that the high god has his dwelling place there. This tradition extends also to their other three mountains, the Aberdare Range, the Ngong Hills, and Juja Hill, not far from Nairobi. It was a great disappointment to us to find that these strange people, so gifted in some ways, notably in their religious and spiritual beliefs, so savagely primitive in others, had very little music to offer us. They have songs, of course, like all Africans, some of them extremely attractive, as you'll hear, and a great variety of them, for the whole course of their life. For a Kikuyu is, or was, accompanied by ceremony and ritual, even down to the simplest event, like putting up a new beehive or making a clearing in the forest. And all these ceremonies and rituals are accompanied by the appropriate songs. But the musicality of a tribe, from one point of view, is judged by the variety of instrumental expression it has evolved. And here the Kikuyu have little or nothing to offer, which is very strange in a forest people who have such a wealth of good timber at hand for the making of musical instruments. Drums they have, of course, but no outstanding rhythms such as we found amongst the Ganda or the Haya or the Chopi, all bush people who've evolved excellent instruments. Now, that was a dance song you were listening to, and in it the singers referred to the J-shaped wooden dagger or panga, which served as a dance stick.